We are in Etzivot Shalom in Parshat Chukat. We are on page Kufzayin. We're on page Kufzayin in Parshat Chukat, the first piece on Parshat Chukat. Tarat Para Aduma. Says in Etzivot Shalom, quoting the Torah, Zod Chukat Torah asher tziva Hashem limor, dabir al b'nei Yisrael, v'ikloi lecha para aduma t'mima v'gomer. This is the Chuk of the Torah, which Hashem commanded, saying, tell B'nai Yisrael and take a para aduma, v'chule, and it goes through the whole opening, the large opening paragraph of this parsha, deals with the process of the red heifer, of the red cow, burning the red cow and utilizing its ashes in order to purify from tumat mate, from impurification, from contact with death. Yish l'va'er etzem inyan chukata para hamitaheret tme'im. We have to understand, what is this concept of this chukata para, this chok of the para, which comes to purify the impure? Shomnam choku ve'ein la'asik ha'ta'am, ach yish lomar inyanal derech avodah. Meaning a chok, by definition, what a chok is it's a mitzvah that we have no understanding of. Meaning all mitzvah we don't really understand, but there are reasons given to make them more palatable for us, to make them more meaningful in the context of our lives. There are certain mitzvot which we accept are simply chukim, that we don't really understand them at all. But if the Torah writes it, says the Nesivo Shalom, and this is his whole worldview, if the Torah writes it, it has to be saying something to me about my Avodat Hashem, for our Avodat Hashem throughout history. So despite the fact that it's a chok, what is it then telling me? How do I understand that? How do I internalize that? Achish la'avin yano al derech avodah. How do I understand this chok of the Torah of Parah Aduma al derech avodah, in terms of my Avodat Hashem? Uverashi nevi mi sodo shel Rabbi Moshe Har Darshan. Rashi brings down from this foundational principle of Rabbi Moshe Har Darshan. Mashal levein shifcha shetineif palatin. A mashal to the child of a servant in the palace who goes and dirties up the palace. Amru tavo, next page, kufchet. Tavo imo vatikanach to'at bina. Go and get the shifcha, go and get his mother, and she has to go and clean up the way in which the feces that were left behind from her child that dirtied up the palace. Kach tavo para utichaper al ha'egel. So says Rashi, bringing down from of Moshe HaDarshan, so too does this para aduma come and give us kapara for chet ha'egel. An egel is a baby cow. We did chet ha'egel, and somehow para aduma is coming and being mechapir for chet ha'egel. V'tzarich peor, says the Nesivo Shalom. D'lach ora hareze dine tuma v'tahara. The concept of para aduma is about tuma and tahara, about purity and impurity. Meaning a person becomes, it's a spiritual concept, becomes spiritually impure, whatever that means, becomes tamei through contact with the dead. And this is a way to be metaher from tumat meit. This is how we achieve a reality of tahara. Umayinanam shel kapara has nothing to do with forgiveness. That's a whole different sugya. That's a whole different concept. Tumah and tahara has nothing to do with forgiveness. When a woman gives birth, and she becomes tamei from giving birth, she doesn't have to. There's no kapara. She brought new life into the world, but she is tamei, and one has to understand why that is, and what's happening there, and what the deep inan of tumah and tahara are about, in a way that does not line up with the way the secular world often pitches them, because there's no concept of what tumah and tahara are really about. But there's no. What does it mean, kapara? Kapara is a whole different thing. It's when I make a mistake, I need kapara for what I did. So how does this mashal and nimshal work? Meaning, the kid goes and the shifchas come and clean up after the kid. So too does paraduma come up and, I guess, clean up after cheta egel, so to speak. But it's not about kapara, it's about tuman tahara. Odi shlamod al diukim b'parasha. We also have to understand the nuances of the words in the parasha. That which it says in the parsha, Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron, saying, "Zod chukata Torah asher tziva Hashem lemor." This is the chok of the Torah which Hashem said, saying, "Shenizkarkan bet pamim lemor." Why does it say lemor twice? The Torah doesn't waste any words. Why does it say lemor twice? "Vayidaber Hashem el Aaron lemor zod chukata Torah asher tziva Hashem lemor." Why lemor twice? Shenizkarkan bet pamim lemor. We also have to understand. You should take to you or for you. Depirish Rashi, la'olam hi nikret al shimcha parash asa Moshe. That it will always be called by your name. Take for, meaning take in your name. This para aduma, this cow, this calf will always be in your name, Moshe. Madua mitzvat para aduma b'miuchad mityacheset al Moshe. What's the connection between Moshe and this red heifer? What's the connection between Moshe and para aduma? Halo kol mitzvot nitnu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. All the mitzvot were given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu. Velama davka mitzvah para nikreit al shmash al Moshe. Why specifically para aduma connected to Moshe? Ukein zet tzarich biur. Similarly, we need to understand. Behada haTorah bichlaloteha mityacheset al Moshe v'nikreit al Shemo. Why is the Torah itself, forget about para aduma, why is the whole Torah itself connected to Moshe and called by his name? Kemo dichtiv, zichru Torat Moshe, remember the Torah of Moshe. We call it Torat Moshe. Why is the whole Torah itself connected to Moshe specifically? Velo Torah nitna meyit Hashem, Moshe hi rak shaliach, umadua hi mitachesed al shmo. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah through Moshe, he's the shaliach, it comes through him, but why does it become connected to him? He's simply the shaliach who's supposed to bring it to us. Why is it called Torat Moshe? Also, next paragraph, but it sounds like more questions. Ul alon al katuv zot Torat Adam ki amut ba'ohel. The famous drasha on this, that it says a little bit farther down in the first paragraph, talking still about the issues of Tuman Tahara. It says, zot ha-Torah Adam ki amut ba'ohel. This is the Torah, meaning the process of being Metzahara, a person who comes into contact with somebody who died in a tent. But the way the Torah phrased it is, this is the Torah of a person who dies in the tent. If you take that phrase without following it through to the end of its logical conclusion in terms of the pasuk, darshu chazal, the chazal are darshing from this. Ein divrei Torah mit kaimin el mishem mit atzmalehen. Meaning it's read as, zota Torah adam kemut ba'ohel. This is the Torah. You want to understand the Torah? You want to get close to Torah? You want to bring Torah to your life? How do you do that? Adam kemut ba'ohel. You have to die over it in the base medrash. If you kill yourself over Torah, you'll be kona Torah. What does that mean? How do we understand that? That a person has to metaphorically, obviously not literally, to metaphorically die over Torah. That's how a person brings Torah into, and really is kona Torah and brings Torah into their life. Now, aside from understanding what that means in and of itself, why are we being taught that concept in the context of para aduma? Uvamahu kashurla. How are they connected? Mazet shayach etzel inyan tahara. What does it do with tahara? What does being kona Torah have to do with toman tahara? What are all these things doing together? What's the meaningful connection between these things? Uveetzem hadavar yesh levaer. Madua lo nimna inyan ze bimemchet dvarim shatoranik neit bahen. Also, you understand that in Pirkei Avos, the sixth parak just goes through all of the ways that a person is kona Torah, can acquire Torah. So why is this not listed in the ways that a person acquires Torah in Pirkei Avos? Hareze inyan ikarim me'od b'kinyan Torah. This is fundamental to acquiring Torah. Shein divrei Torah mitkayim elav misha mitas malhem. That Torah can only be acquired by somebody who kills themselves over that. So why isn't this in kinyan Torah? So we have a lot of things to unpack here. Okay. Somebody suggested maybe pushing your limits, so I have to assume that's going to be part of it. Yeah, 100%. So we'll see where that goes. Tov. Just a reminder, a couple of new people here. Hey, shalom. Just as a reminder, and for the people who are new, please, the Zoom is a whole different type of way of teaching and learning together. I still consider this a chavruta. I want this to be a chavruta. If you have comments, the best way it works is please put your comments in the chat box on the bottom, and at a natural pause, I'm happy to take them. I'd love to take them. You can send them publicly. You can send them privately. You could say, I'd like to ask a question, and I'll call on you in between. But don't be shy. I know that this in the last group that we had, so we were learning together 3 hours a day for 2 weeks, so people got very comfortable. Certainly, even though we don't all know each other, so we can get to know each other, I can testify to basically everybody in this group personally that you're all great. So feel free to put any comments, thoughts, questions in the chat box. I'd appreciate that. I'm going to also put in the chat for the people who just came. I'm going to upload the file one more time. We'll find out a better way to do it, so that way people who come a few minutes late don't get stuck. But for now, we'll put it back now. It should pop up in a moment in the chat. Okay, let's get back to it. When it does pop up, we're on the second page, page Kufchet. We're on the right column on the bottom. That was a natural break because those were all the questions. Now let's get to some answers. Vish lamar hainyan. Hold on, let's wait. We'll give it a second to upload. There we go. It is up. If you joined us in the middle, it should have popped up in the chat box now. We're on the second page, Kufchet, on the bottom right paragraph. V'yish lomar ha'inyan, d'imuva b'svar ha'kedoshim, ki tachlit kol ha'torah v'mitzvot, hi ha'dikut b'Hashem. The way to understand this is it's brought down in this all the Sfar Makadoshim, that the goal of the whole Torah, of all mitzvot, is dvekut with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And if you've been learning, we've been learning this together before, if you've learned Tzivah Shalom with me before, he says this a lot because this is the fundamental of the Torah, this is the bottom line of the Torah, that the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot is dvekut with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you learned Derech Hashem with me before, he says this, he links into this so much because this is the fundamentals of the whole Torah. The whole Torah comes back to this, which is all of Torah and mitzvot. Everything gets back to the Dikud by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal. The ultimate goal, above all goals, is that we should be able to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and enjoy His goodness. Cling to Him as best as we can in Olam Hazeh, and ultimately to cling to Him for eternity to Olam Haba. That's the ultimate goal. Ukemosh nit ba'er, b'sifrei talmidei ha-Baal Shem Tov, as it says in the Svarim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, v'od kodem lachem b'ramchal u'v'Eben Ezra, as it says even earlier than the Baal Shem Tov and the Ramchal, we just quoted in Derech Hashem and his other Svarim, and the Ibn Ezra, sh'nishmat kol ha-Torah hi d'vikut b'Hashem, that the neshama, the mamish, the whole soul of the Torah, is d'vikut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole soul of the Torah is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it's all about. Ukefi shebezor HaKadosh ne'amar shetaryag mitzvotin taryag itin. He quotes the Zohar all the time. It's such a fundamental concept to understand. That the 613 mitzvot are 613 pathways. They're all pathways that lead to the same destination. There's 613 pathways to the central destination of Dvekut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 613 pathways to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dehainu, Shehinam Eitzot La'Sig HaDvekut B'Hashem. That these are all just, they're pieces of advice, the 613 pieces of advice of how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, imagine, we always try to bring it down in the level of a marriage. Right, the most core relationship that we have, the microcosm in its own way of our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and what our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be. And it teaches, one teaches to the other, each one teaches to each other. But when a person, it's sometimes so hard to know, what does my spouse want? A Kadosh Baruch Hu says, here's the book, halavai, all of our spouses just wrote a book. And put everything down and made very clear exactly what they wanted. Halavai. Halavai. Even then, when we'd read it, we'd probably still read it incorrectly because relationships require avoda, and that wouldn't solve the problem. And having the Torah and reading the Torah doesn't solve the problem. But recognize what we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are the 613 ways to show me that you love me. These are the 613 ways to connect to me. These are the 613 ways to engage in a relationship with me. He gives us the guidebook to relationship with the divine. We ask ourselves all the time, I get from students all the time, how do I connect with God? What does that mean? I can't see Him. I can't hear Him. I can't understand Him. I can't feel Him, if that's where a person's at. And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, I gave it to you thousands of years ago. Here it is. It's in a nice, hardback, pocket-sized, green volume in Hebrew English. You can buy it however you like. You can slice it however you want. We have unlimited access. We have hundreds of thousands, millions of shirim online. We have millions of svarim that are printed. I got a sparkle like it's all you have to do is get into it. The answers are there. The answers doesn't mean the answers are simple. Doesn't mean the answers are easy. It takes, again, if I were to write down, or let's put it the other way, if my wife were to write down a book of all the ways that I could show her that I love her, it would take a lifetime to understand and live up to that. I'm not minimizing that. And each one of us knows that when we meet our spouse, we all know that we're an entire world. Whether we've worked on our self-esteem to know that I'm a beautiful, amazing world inside and a person to take a lifetime to understand me for who I am, even if I have a low self-esteem, even if I have issues inside, I know that for a person to understand my pain and where I'm coming from and how I'm broken, it's a lifetime. It's a lifetime of getting to know someone. Kal v'chomer, bim b'no shel kal v'chomer, bim b'no shel kal v'chomer. To understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even begin. But what can I understand? Everything that's here. Everything that's here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, the 613 mitzvot, Torah mitzvot, it's all a system designed with one goal. Connect to me. Learn how to connect to me. Understand that I want to connect to you and how I'm reaching out to you. And understand how to take the hand, the intangible hand of the infinite as a physical finite being. Yeah, that takes a book. And maybe a little bit more. Maybe volumes and volumes of Torah Shebaal Peh, and then ink poured out for generations after that. Beseder. But it's all right there. That's the goal. That's the ultimate goal of what the Torah is setting out to achieve. Continues on and says, V'ita me'al Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, V'talmidav al pasuk, about the pasuk, Anochi omeid bein Hashem uveinichem. Moshe says, I will stand between you and Hashem. Al pi chasidut. The Baal Shem Tov said so beautifully. Again, it's a way of understanding pasukim in a totally different level. Just the pasuk itself. Anochi omeid bein Hashem uveinichem. Anochi is what stands between Hashem and you. That's what Moshe is telling us. Anochi is what stands between us. Sheha'anochiyut shebe'adam omedet kemechitza shel barzel amafredet ben yudi l'kadosh baruch hu. That it's a person's sense of self that stands between himself and a kadosh baruch hu. It's my sense of self. We've been talking about this so much over the last few weeks. It's my sense of ego. That's what stands between myself and a kadosh baruch hu. That I can't break down. And it's not that a kadosh baruch hu is not talking to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk to me. I'm looking, I don't see him anywhere. Kadosh Baruch Hu, no! I'm the problem! I don't see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to work on myself. I'm getting in the way of seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm getting in the way of myself hearing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm getting in the way of myself talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. My sense of self is what gets between me and God. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there. V'hainu shanochiyut v'hayishut sheba'adam hem kineged hagadol biyotir l'dvikut b'Hashem tachlit ha'Torah v'mitzvot. That a person's ego, not a sense of self-worth, like we've been talking about over the last weeks. Not a person's sense of self-awareness. Ego is not the same thing. A person's ego is what stands, is the biggest thing between us being able to have dvikut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Torah and Mitzvot. V'anochiyut v'yishut heim gam ashor shel gimbal adrim ha'motzim et ha'adam min ha'olam. And the ego, or again, anochiyut means my sense of self. Yishut is my physical sense of being. That's the root of the three things which take a person out of the world entirely. Kin'ah, ta'avan, kavod. Jealousy takes a person out of the world. That person doesn't deserve it, I do. And I fix it and I get obsessed over it. When obviously it doesn't belong to me, because if it belonged to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give it to me. I'm totally out of line with reality when I'm jealous. Ta'ava, desire. All of us in whatever way have been overwhelmed by desire. And when you feel overwhelmed by physical desire, it makes you crazy. The way that when you look back on it the next day, you say to yourself, why did I even want that in the first place? It totally dissociates you from the world. Kavod, honor. The feeling of I want to be at the top. I want that honor. Totally dissociates myself from reality. And all that comes from a sense of self that's not real. Shamakor l'kinah anechut v'shut. Again, like we just said, that the source of jealousy is the sense of self. V'chein makor ta'ava, so too, desire, v'shorash hakavod, and honor, hakol noveya min ha'ofi v'shivet adam. It all comes from this sense of ego that comes from the human sense of ego. V'kach kol shar hamidot, and so too, all other midot ha'ra'ot, shoshimu mikoram, hem anuch v'shut. All other negative midot, they all come from anochiyut. They all come from a sense of feeling like I exist, and of my feeling of self, and I need to put myself on a pedestal. I need to put myself higher up. I deserve more. I deserve better. I deserve what I want. And look, who's a Kadosh Baruch Hu to tell me that I can't have what my physical body wants? It all comes from a sense of ego and self. Top of the next column. Ve'ad k'dei kach marchik ha'yishut et ha'adam y'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And to that extent, my yishut, my sense of self, and my ego distance me from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. K'di'ita b'gemara, the Gemara says, Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu omer al hamid ga'e, en anochi v'hu yicholim ador ke'echad. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to a person who has gaiva, there's not enough room here for both of us. You want me to come into this house? You want me to live with you in this house? You want there to be shalom bayis? I can't get in through the door because your ego is taking up the whole house. You want to let me in? Make space. That's the first thing to do. You want to let... And again, human relationships also. That's the foundation of human relationships. If you want to be able to connect to somebody, you need to let them in. And the only way to let them in is to make space, is to get out of the way and let them in. It's such a big musar. The biggest impediment that we have is we trip over ourselves. If we just get out of the way, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light shines through. If we just get out of the way, everybody else, the light coming from the world, the light coming from the people next to you, the light coming from the people on the screen next to you, it shines through. We just need to get out of the way. So often we're just in the way. It's all that we get in the way of ourselves. and just be able to let everybody else in. And in the bigger scheme, to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu in. One can even sense, I don't claim to understand these deep concepts, but the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, the first thing he does, if he wants to create an other, is he's mitzamtzem, whatever that means. The concept of Tzimtzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow contracts himself. Whatever it means, if there's going to be another, the first thing a person needs to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us, is make space. First thing to do is make space.
And if all the Torah and all the mitzvot are all etzot, are all pieces of advice in order to bring a person to a dveikut with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hareya yishut marchika et ha'adam mikiyum ha'mitzvot ha'yisodit shel v'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nefshecha b'chol ma'odecha. The sense of ego and self distance a person from the main mitzvah, the fundamental mitzvah of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your means. This fundamental mitzvah of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your whole being, a person who loves themselves can't love others. Person needs to have a sense of self-worth. They need to have a sense of self-esteem and self-worth and self-awareness. But a person who has ego, who loves themselves in an egotistical way, you can't love anybody else. There's no space in that heart to love somebody else or to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kiti'it v'svarim HaKadoshim, sha'avat Yisrael mivya lavat Hashem. As the svarim bring down that a person who works on avat Yisrael, on loving other Jews, that brings them to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because it forces a person to be able to look at another Jew and love them, despite all their flaws, because we all have flaws. We're all human and we all have flaws. Then when I learn how to see past that, The fact that makes me crazy. That when Noah does that, it makes me crazy. And when Leanna says that, it makes me crazy. And that when Noam does that, I can't stand when Noam, to get past all of that. And it's not hard with people like Noam and Leanna and Noam, Beseda, but like those people are very easy. It couldn't be possibly any nicer people in the world, very possibly, right? But when you're dealing with people who are challenging, to be able to get past that, to see where it's coming from. Some people, always around Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. That's when I get the, but Rabbi, how do I forgive somebody? I hate them so much. Like, how do I really get past that? I get a lot of those questions on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time. And so much of that, when I sit there and with these people, I'm saying, I'm not even telling you to get to a place where you love the person, or even like the person. But recognize, almost no human being, nobody's malicious. Nobody wants to hurt somebody else. Think back to your own life when you've hurt somebody. Think back to your own life when you've bullied somebody. Think back to your own life when you weren't able to bully somebody, stick it out on your younger sibling, or you yelled at your parents, or yelled at a child, or whatever it was. People do that because they're hurt and they're broken. So I want you to think to yourself and go back. If this person was a shalem person, would they have done that to you? You don't have to like them yet. That avat Yisrael, people who hurt you, that's already at high levels. But you don't have to hate them. You can feel sorry for them. My Rebbe once told me that he was once dafka. I mean, this is the same story, but that in real life, that he was once walking with Rav Shlomo Karabach, and somebody came up to him and started yelling at him and telling him what a disgusting person he was, and he just sits there and he had a small smile on his face and he nodded his head and just he listened, and then the guy walked away. And Rav Yol said to Rav Shlomo, he said, how do you just hear that? He said, how could you hear that and not be broken for this other Jew? How could you hear that and not feel his pain if he needs to lash out like that? Avat Yisrael is about making space. And when you learn how to make space for other people, you learn how to make space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. And we're talking about negative things. Kal v'chomer people who are parv. Kal v'chomer people who are good. But it's all about making space. It's all about seeing the good and bringing that person into your life in a way where you can hear them, you can see them, you can feel them in a way that's real and that's tov, that you get the ego out of the way, that I don't see a competitor, and I don't see somebody who got picked first for this. I don't see somebody who got the better job. I don't see somebody with the bigger house. I don't see the kina, the ta'ava, the kavod. Take all of it out. That's me. I see another Jew. And another Jew successful, another Jew's doing well, another Jew has a good thing happen to them. I should be overjoyed for them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, is taking care of them. because they're my fellow Jew. They're my brothers and my sisters. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of them. To start opening up. And Ahavat Yisrael will bring one, they say, brings one to Ahavat Hashem, because you learn how to make space. You learn how to see. You learn how to see what really is. And if you see a person as they really are, suddenly your eyes start to become purified. Your eyes start to open up. And suddenly you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world too. When you see something good happen in the world, you see God. When you hear something good in the world, you hear God. When you see something maneuver in the world, you see the hand of God. Because you're moving yourself out of the way and you're seeing what's really there, not seeing yourself projected onto the world. That's the difference. What we talked about last time, the difference between looking. You can look through glass and you can see a reflection in a mirror, you can look through a window. You decide whether you're looking into a mirror or you're looking through a window. That's up to you. You see your own reflection or do you see a whole world out there? That's what we're talking about. That's where it's coming from. That's where it's going to. And a person who can't love another Jew, they can't love Hashem.
A person who's only focused on fulfilling their own desires. There's no time and energy to take care of other people and take care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed us that we can spend our whole life tending to our own needs. We can spend our whole life gazing into the mirror. Anybody who spent time getting ready, you know, it could be on a daily basis, but you're getting ready for a wedding, you're getting ready for a bar or bat mitzvah, whatever it is, right? And you go in front of the mirror, 10, 20 minutes, half an hour, 40, you don't even know what you were doing for that long, but you can stare at yourself forever, l'mashal, so to speak. It's easy to fill time with oneself. When a person gets past that, then they open up for other things, for other people, and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These two things come against each other. They're opposites. Torah and mitzvot, their goal is to bring a Jew to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a sense of self is going to bring a person totally away from that. As the Rebbe Mivitovsk says, Shekol ha'na'aga shmit, sheish l'udi, that any physical pleasure that a Jew has, harizin nargan mafrid aluf, it divides us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shemafid ben yudil shemibrach, it divides from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's talking about anything. And it's not even a judgment. What it's saying is even if in a mutter way, any physical pleasure I get in this world, where at the end of the day I'm focused on the physical pleasure that it gives me in and of itself, even if it's mutter, and it's not a judgment per se, he's saying by default, it distances me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when I'm focused on myself, I'm not focused on Hashem. And I'm not saying not to do it. And he's not saying not to do it. These are levels that take a whole lifetime to work on. But let's be honest. We're here to be honest and real. That at the end of the day, honest and real, when I take a bite of food, and again, good healthy food, not even getting into unhealthy food right now, good healthy food, when I'm sitting there going, when my wife makes these, she started this new thing, she makes on Shabbos these chocolate chip sticks. We have a machloket in the house with the chocolate chip sticks or chocolate chip bars, but that's not for now. Right? So she makes these chocolate chip sticks, right? And I take a bite. And I it's like, oh my God, this is Gan Eden. Especially because I don't eat this stuff anymore. I don't eat this, like, you know, garbage food anymore. So it's all made out of healthy ingredients and it tastes amazing. Is it healthy? Yes. Am I eating it because there's nothing unhealthy in it? Yes. But let's be real. When I take that bite and all I do is feel my taste buds explode, and in that moment because of that, I feel myself, and I don't think of Hashem. I'm not doing an Avera Chas V'Shalom. But physical pleasure, by default, distances us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a lot to think about. It's a lot to think about. Both in terms of how much I indulge in my physical pleasures, and lehefech, how then does the Torah guide me to even focus my physical pleasure as an act of selflessness? Take myself out of even physical pleasure and focus on the other, and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does that work? What does that mean? Levels of Kiddushah, we've talked about in many other shiurim, and that's only scratching the surface. But that we've talked about in many other shiurim, those are levels of Kiddushah that's beginning to talk about Kiddushah. I'm going to start flying forward a little bit faster because we haven't even talked about Paradum yet. So let's very, very important in Yanim, but I'm going to fly a little bit faster so we end on time. We also can at least get to a little bit of Paraduma. Which, good, that's where he's the next line. Beginning of the next paragraph. We're on the last paragraph of page Kofchet, the second page. Vizeru inyan parshat Paraduma. Good, we got back to the Parsha. This is what Paraduma is all about. How so? Kimo dichtiv, zot chukata Torah. This is the chok of the Torah. Ve'amdu al zeh mefarshim, and the mefarshim say on this, Sha'torah koreit leparasha paraduma chukata Torah. The Torah goes out of its way to say that paraduma is the chok of the Torah. De'mashma'o shehi chok chukat kol ha'Torah. It's not just, meaning, the way to understand, just to be aware, that the literal translation of the pasuk, the pshat of the pasuk is, zot chukata Torah means, this is the thing that doesn't make any sense, or is impossible to understand in the procedure of paraduma. That's what the pasuk means on a definitive pshat level. This is the thing which doesn't make, which is beyond our comprehension in the procedure of Paraduma. But what is the pasuk saying? Zot chukata Torah. This is the chok of the whole Torah. This is what we don't understand about the whole Torah. This is what's beyond us in the whole Torah. Al pi drash. What does that mean? Shlomatzinu lashon kazev parashat dekar. We don't see this anywhere else. So what does it mean? Vabiyur bazin. Dinei inyan tumat meitu. What is the concept of tumat meit? When a person becomes tame, and when they come in contact with a corpse, or they come into contact with death. Shekol od yudi chai, yishbo chelek aloka mima'am. As long as a person's alive, they have a piece of godliness inside of them. Every single one of us has a piece of godliness inside of us. Shal yadohu davuk bashamiparach, through which we connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we cling to Hashem. Ve'im kochot ha-tuma yicholim lishrot alav. And tuma can't touch that. That part of me that's godly, tuma can't touch that. Elokai nishamash natatabi torahi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama you gave me is tahor. It can't be tameh. I can cover it with all kinds of shmutz. I can cover it with all kinds of tuma. I can cover it with all kinds of klipot. Use whatever word you want. Shmutz is also good. Use whatever word you want. But you can't be metameh your neshama. You can't be metameh your chelek alokam imal. That's godliness. You can cover it up. You can feel distant from it. You can cut it off. But you can't be metameh it. Aval b'moto, but when a person passes away, mistaleket nishmato, then their neshama goes off to olam neshamot. V'nishar rak ha'guf ha'chormin, and just the body is alone. O me'atak var ein lo shun dekup Hashem, and that body no longer has any connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a physical body. There's no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was all through the neshama. Alkin shorei alav tumah gedolah ma'od, there's a very, very, very deep tumah that comes in at that point. At the moment of death, it was the neshama that kept it tahor, it was the neshama that kept it godly. And when a person dies, there's just the physical goof left, the physical body left behind. Then the tumah can come and attach itself to it in a big way. And anybody that comes into contact with that automatically becomes tame. Vinei hamakor lekol kochot asitra'ach v'atumah. And again, all of the strength that the negative spiritual forces in this world have, and all the tumah in this world has, it all comes from yeshut, sense of self, ego, physicality, chomriyut in the person. That's what disconnects a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, distances a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then tumah can come into the system. When I get involved in myself, I push away from God, tumah can come in. And how do we fix this? We fix this by burning the calf. We fix this by burning the para aduma. Kid'ita shepara more al dinim, that a cow comes and is connected to the concept of din, judgment. An ox goes and plows the field. We always say in terms of judgment, you reap what you sow. We use it in English. An ox, a cow, it goes and it plows. It's an animal of din. What you do is what you get. What you put in is what you get. On the simplest of levels. The aduma and red, more al riboya dinim betofan, and red is always connected to din, judgment. Stop, limits. Even in the secular world, red means stop. It means putting limitations on things. Right? That's always what we associate with the color red. It's all about din. By the way, it's connected to din, very much so, in a very real way. The negative side of din is Esav, and Esav is all about red. He's bringing rivers of red blood to the world through all the bloodshed. His hair is red. Red is always going to be din. Red is always stop. Red is always. It's again, that was in a negative way, but red is always din. So it's talking about riboy adinim v'tofam. We're talking about din al gabi din, a para aduma, din upon din upon din. A cow, he's taking a different angle. That a cow is what is it about? Physicality.
And red also is all about physicality, like the Chida says, a deep Mikubal says, it's all coming from Din. And the purification shall efer para. How does the paraduma then bring tahara? How does it bring purification? He al yidei v'saraf et hapara. We have to burn up the paraduma. That's how we get tahara. We mamish burn the paraduma. We burn the dinim. We burn the cow, the physicality. We burn the red. We burn it up. Hainu bitul hayishut uviura. Mamish nullifying the sense of physicality. Mamish consuming the physicality. That's how we purify from tum'ah.
As it says later on,
that the Kohen goes and he takes cedar wood and he takes red string and he puts it all into the, he puts it with the ashes.
Top of the next page, page Kuftet,
that if a person is egotistical like a cedar tree, if a person is that egotistical, thinks that big, then mamish have to lower themselves down.
V'zeu kol inyana shel tarat paraduma.
This is what the paraduma, the purification of paraduma, is about. In gavol libo ke'eres, that if a person mamish, their heart is as haughty like the highest of the trees, looking down on everybody else, looking down at the whole world. Nothing can touch me, nothing can come close to me, because I'm as big as they come. If that's where a person's at,
she'ze makor la'ashra'at kolchot ha'sidrach v'atuma,
which is where all of the tuma comes from. Yashpil atzmo ke'ezov v'shani v'tolat. Then a person mamish has to lower themselves down. A person has to allow themselves to be consumed, their sense of self, their sense of ego to be consumed, and be nullified, to the point where mamish, then they can come down, and then they can connect and cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's where all Tara comes from. My tumah comes from when I think I'm the biggest thing that there is. But little did I know, I was reaching and reaching and reaching and stepping on everybody's head to get higher and higher and higher, to grasp on to greatness. And I didn't know that if I just sat on the floor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting next to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not up there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested. Because as high as you can go, you're never going to get anywhere close. You want to build a tower of Babel? You can build as high as you want. You're not getting anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Go back down to the ground. Reconnect with the earth. Get a little bit low. Come down a little bit. Then you start to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The beauty of Torah, the beauty of Judaism, the beauty of what Torah brings to the world, the emes of Torah brings to the world, is the recognition HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the whole world. But He's right here, down here in the world. You don't go up to the mountaintop, and you don't overindulge. You take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand and you walk through the world. He's down here. He expects you to be down here. You want to go up there? Gesinta Heit. Good luck. You're on your own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm down here. Look around in the world. Look for the broken people. Look for the lowly people. I'm with them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll find me with them. Not with the people who are all the way up there. Because they think they're high. But connected me, they're nowhere. They're nowhere. And so when I come all the way down to you, I'm going all the way down. You'll find me all the way down there. That's where you'll find me. Shrei kol ha-tum'ah, hi machamat, shenitnatek me'ashem yitbarach. Because all tum'ah is because we cut off, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kamoshin pa'er, the tum'at mate, hi gamkin machmat, shenitomi menu achilek alok mima'al.
Even tum'at mate, why did tum'at come in? It's because I distanced myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning my body became cut off from my godliness. My soul left. So what happens? Tum'ah. That's the ultimate tum'ah. That's the most intense tum'ah. When mamish, my soul leaves my body. But on a lower scale, anytime I distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then tum'ah comes in. That's what tum'ah is.
The chol zeh novea min hayishut shegavah libo ke'eres shemachmatz nitrachek me'hashem yitbarach.
And all that comes from my ego that I cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
V'hayitzah lazehi al yidei parah adumah.
And the only way to get around this is through parah adumah.
Shekol inyanahi bitul hayishut.
Because parah adumah is about burning that all up. To burn up my sense of self. To burn up those dinim. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not looking at the world with eyes of judgment. I'm opening my heart up to connectivity.
I'm letting connectivity flow through in a positive way, in an appropriate way, in a Torahic way, but I'm letting that connectivity flow through by lowering myself, by opening myself, by clearing out all of my stuff and allowing us to connect. V'chol ma'aseh ha'para mechavnim le'inyan bitu ha'yishut ha'mevi'a le'vikut b'Hashem Yitbarach. And all of the concept of Parah Adumah is all geared towards this low, this removal of my sense of self, which brings me to be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to get a more paragraph. V'zeh gam kein be'ur ma shekatav Rashi b'shem Rabbi Moshe HaDarshan she'parah adumah hi ha'kapara ma'aseh ha'egel. We can then understand why Rabbi Moshe HaDarshan says that this is a kapara for Chet HaEgel. How is the kapara forgiveness for Chet HaEgel? That again, like we saw in the Mashal, that the mother comes, she has to clean up the remnants of her son that were that he leaves behind in the palace, that he dirties up the palace with. Meaning the idea of paraduma is about being matara from tumah, is about purifying from impure. What does it do with kapara, like cheta ega? Because Chet HaEgel came in its essence from Yishut. It came from a sense of ego, a sense of self. Because he said, this person Moshe, we don't know what happened to him. We had to know mehayalo. We don't know what happened to him. That Moshe Rabbeinu, he was ma. Ma means what? His whole reality was ma. Mani, ma nochi. Well, who am I? Who am I? That was Moshe's essence. Moshe's essence, he was the greatest person that ever was, and his greatest attribute was that he was the lowliest person that ever was. They had the greatest enough of anybody that ever was. He was all ma. What am I? I'm nobody. I'm nothing. As he says, me and Aro, nachnu ma, we're both, not who are we? Nachnu ma, we are both nothingness. We're ma. What are we? The Torah itself says about Moshe that Moshe was the most humble person who ever lived. He was mamish, the living embodiment of total and complete nullification of self and of ego. And again, as we talked about last time, but just to reiterate it for 30 seconds, Moshe Rabbeinu, who accomplished more than any of us will ever accomplish, he also was the lowliest that there ever was. Nullifying ego doesn't mean being a nothing. Nullifying ego means being everything you are and none of the garbage. That's what made him Moshe. Because he got rid of all the garbage. He got rid of all of the agendas. And he got rid of all of the desires. And he got rid of all of the hang-ups. All the things that we think are going to lead us to greatness, but just knock us off the track. He got rid of all the shtus. He got rid of all the garbage. And then he shined because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him. And so of course he was going to shine and be able to walk up to our Sinai. Now apply that to each and every one of ourselves. I stand in the way of my own greatness because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And therefore, I am great. What keeps me from being great is thinking that I'm great and trying to be great. And in my head, being confused on what my greatness is. Just let go of it all. And allow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to shine through. And we become the greatest of the great. Get out of our, we have to get out of our own way. That's what he's saying here. V'lachin yikra t'Torah al-Shemo, and that's why the Torah was called by his name. Torah Moshe, the Torah of Moshe. Nishahu ayav madrega ze shel bitul ha'yishut ha'mevi'ah li'tachlit ha'Torah. That he mamish nullified himself, which is what brings us to the whole goal of the Torah. V'al ze amru ki ze ha'ish Moshe l'gadanu mehayalo. They said this to Ish Moshe, we don't know what became of him. What does that mean, mehayalo? Kol kulo b'chinat ma. He was totally ma. He was totally nullified. He had no sense of ego and no false sense of self. V'al Yisrael b'myuchad Ha'erev Rav, Ratzu Hanagash al Yishut. They didn't want Ma, they wanted the Yishut, they wanted to be a sense of self. They wanted to have that sense of me. Ratzu Shagam Haruchaniyut Yebad, Bivad Im Yishut. They wanted spirituality to come along with a sense of self. I'm the most Ruchni person in the room and I feel it. They wanted to be able to say both, and you can't say both, it's just not true. Either you think you're the most ruchni person in the room and you don't have an ounce of ruchnius in your body, or you realize that you're nothing and you're the most ruchni person in the room. But they wanted both. They wanted both. V'zema sh'nichtav sham, v'yikach et ha'egel asher asu, v'yisrof ba'esh, v'yitchan ad asher dak, v'yazir al p'nei ha'mayim, v'yashek b'nei Yisrael. By Chet HaEgel it says that Moshe Rabbeinu then took the egel and he burned it and he, Help me out.
And he grounded.
Thank you. It's good. I've been here long enough. And he ground it up. I was thinking tachina, like, you know, you do with the seeds. And he ground it up. Adashir dak until it was mamish very, very fine. Vayazir al panei amayim, and he sprinkled it over the surface. Vayishak et bnei Yisrael, and he made them drink from it. Hainu shavi era vayisraf ba'esh v'yishud shahaya shehiya shoresh chet ha'egel. He mamish burnt up their sense of self. He took everything and he burnt it up. Then he allowed the fires of Kedusha burn up their sense of self. And Imamish made them drink it. He doesn't say that here in the Shabbat Shalom. But he made them burn it up and then grind it down into little itty bitty pieces and spread it out over the water and dissolve and then made them drink that. Drink those waters. You think you were so big. You're nothing. You're a drop in the sea. The Nitivot doesn't say that, but I think it's very much in line of thinking here, and it's, I think it makes it so much real to recognize what he was doing when he was doing that, and when the message that he was sending, when he was sending that. V'zeinyan, tavo imova tikanach tzoat beno, that the mother has to come and clean up after her son that dirtied up the palace. Shaparahi tikun l'cheta egel, that the paraduma is a tikun for cheta egel. Ukeshem she'be'egel ne'emar v'yisrof oto ba'esh, that by the eagle it says they have to burn it up in fire. Kach gam be'parah ne'emar v'saraf et ha'parah, you have to burn the paraduma. Mechaven ha'yishu tiakoach ha'menaged bi'yoter l'kedusha, to burn up my sense of self, which is what takes me totally away from Kedusha. Alkein shrichim l'yisrofu l'va'er zot be'esh kodesh. We almost have to burn it up with the age of Kedusha, with the fire of Kedusha. V'alzene emar zot chukat haTorah. This is the chok of the Torah. She be'emet chukat kol haTorah. This is the chok of the whole Torah. Shekein kol haTorah v'mitzvot tachlitam la'aviu l'karev yudin l'ashem barach l'edvikut po yibarach. That the whole Torah is bringing us to cling to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Top of the next column. V'atum'ah hi b'china zeh l'umat zeh. And tum'ah is the opposite. V'ayitzah hi v'sarav et haparah. And the way to fix this is... is to mamish burn the para, is to burn the cow, is to burn the red cow, to burn the red, to burn the cow, to burn the physicality, to burn the din. V'im ha'igbia atzmo ke'erez, yashpil atzmo ke'ezov, u'kish'eni otalat, and if you think you're as great as a cedar, to mamish lower yourself down to be a willow, she'ilachem bazeh levatel ul'alva'er at ha'yeshu, to mamish burn up the sense of self. This is Zol Chukat HaTorah. This is the Parah Aduma. The Parah Aduma is coming to teach us how to mamish get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How the whole Torah is trying to get us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's all about the Vikut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we need to do. But how do we get there? We need to get out of our own way. And how do we get it out of the way? To burn it up mamish. To let the fire of Kedusha burn it up. And when we see it, and I'm, again, be real here. The concept of even thinking about, of even envisioning, my sense of self in front of me, burning up in front of my eyes, can be very frightening. Because then I ask, if so, who am I? And that's a lack of faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To recognize all of that stuff is false, all of that stuff is fake. And when I get it away, when I get rid of all of that schmutz, when I get rid of all of that tum'ah, when I use the Parah Aduma, and I mamish burn up all of the, what I've built up in my mind, my image of myself, because that's what makes me feel comfortable. That's what makes me feel safe. That's what I can trust in because I built it myself. It's kochiv otzem yadi asad etachayel azeh. I built it with my own two hands and it's my avodah zarah of my sense of self. To let it mamish be burnt down and ground up. To drink those waters. Because when we get rid of that, what's underneath? Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And I'll see the greatness of who I am. But not let it get to my head. But that's not how it goes. It's not how it goes in life. In life, most often it's about chipping away at it, day in and day out, chipping away against ego, chipping away against ego, chipping away against ego, day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. There was today one example, and then we're already over time, so we'll stop with this. There was a meeting today at this new job that I have. So only Shoshana or I could go. We couldn't both go because it was Dafka during pickup for our kids. And so I said, Shoshana, you can go, it's fine. And she said, but you're really important. You're one of the most important people on this project. She said, first of all, it's not true. And second of all, I said, look at the list. If you look at the list of people on this project, I'm all the way towards the bottom. She said, doesn't that bother you? I said, what do I care? I have a job to do. As long as I do my job, that's all that matters. And I care about the job. And I care about the ruchness of why I picked to do this job. Who cares where I am on the list? Who cares where I am on the list? Who cares what meeting I sat in? And it's not simple to do that. It's not simple to get there. And that was a moment of clarity in a life of lack of clarity. But to take those moments to say to oneself, what does it matter? When I say,
Why don't I get to learn all day? Why did I get sent home from Israel early? Why did I get saddled with all of these financial challenges during Corona when this other person did okay and I'm married and I have to take care of a family? Why am I still stuck in a basement? Why am I still stuck in a closet? Whatever the thing is. Interesting. Stop. I'm who I am and where I am. Exactly what I need to be and where I need to be. And when I embrace that, I embrace who I am. Not because I did anything, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu made me who I am and put me where I am. And I burn all that, it's not even burn it up. I let that figment of my imagination go up in smoke, that illusion go up in smoke. Then I don't need a mirror. I look out at the world and I see where I need to go and what I need to do. And I stop seeing a reflection of myself. I'm not thinking about me, bechlal. I'm just going and connecting with people and doing what I have to do and doing my avodah in this world. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mezak us, that we should all be sprinkled, Bezrat Hashem, again, with the ashes of the Paradum and the Beis HaMikdash. And until that time comes, to be able to learn this Parsha, feel this Parsha, to be able to burn up that sense of self, that sense of ego, and to be able to mamish be kulo ke'esh kodesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoach, everybody.